I've chosen to discuss today the court case that has divided Israel. An Israeli soldier who was filmed shooting a wounded and disarmed Palestinian attacker has been found guilty of manslaughter. 20-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria shot the man in the head while he was lying on the road in the West Bank city of Hebron. Sergeant Azaria told the court that he shot the 21-year-old Palestinian because he thought he might have been wearing a suicide vest. But prosecutors argued he was motivated by revenge. It is the case that's divided Israelis, with some taking to the streets, as you heard, to protest against the prosecution and now conviction of the 20-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria. Last March, the 21-year-old Palestinian Abdul Fattah al-Sharif and Ramzi Aziz al-Kasawi stabbed an Israeli soldier at a military checkpoint in Hebron before troops opened fire on them, wounding Sharif and killing Kasrawi. Footage released by Israeli human rights group B'Tselem shows Sharif wounded but alive when Sergeant Azaria is aiming his rifle and fatally shooting Sharif in the head. Sergeant Azaria says he decided to shoot because he believed Sharif continued to pose a threat and could have been wearing a suicide vest. But prosecutors argued that Azaria had violated the rules of engagement because Sharif was lying on the ground wounded and represented no threats to Sergeant Azaria or others who were present. A panel of three military judges accepted the prosecution case and found Azaria was motivated by revenge. Another soldier gave evidence to the military investigators that Sergeant Azaria told him during the incident, "They stabbed my friend and tried to kill him. He deserves to die." Sergeant Azaria told the court he didn't remember having such a conversation, but the head judge described Azaria as an unreliable witness. Prosecutor Nadav Weizmann said Azaria deserved to be put on trial.
השופטים קבעו שאזריה ירה ללא הצדקה מבצעית.
The judges decided that it was an unjustified shooting and contrary to the army regulations which he was familiar with. This is not a happy day for us. We would have preferred that this hadn't happened and that Azaria hadn't stood trial. But the deed had been done and the situation was grave.
Professor Ephraim Inbar from the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies has served in the Israeli Defense Force. He says that the rules of engagements are clear.
It seems to me, as being in combat situations before, that you simply don't shoot at an incapacitated terrorist. You can shoot at him and kill him when he's still armed, but after he's disarmed, the fire regulations of the Israeli Defense Force don't allow it. And I think he made a mistake and he pays for it.
Others see it quite differently. Ishai Fleischer is a spokesman for the Jewish settlers community of Hebron.
This soldier, what he did, even if he may have shot a little after the fact that the terrorist had already been shot, at the end of the day, he's protecting the homeland. He's protecting it from a gigantic jihad that encircles us. And so therefore, we're sending the wrong signal to our young soldiers to think too many times before shooting somebody who came to kill Israelis and Jews and is really a jihadist terrorist.
A man who rallied in support of Sergeant Azaria, Eitan Cohen, says the soldier acted morally.
Killing a terrorist is one of the most moral things you can do. There's a terrorist trying to kill people. The only logical thing to do to that, such a person, is kill him. He has no right to live.
And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the verdict marks a painful and difficult day and says Sergeant Azaria should be pardoned. Azaria faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison, and his defense team says he will appeal the conviction. The father of the man shot dead by Azaria, Yusri al-Sharif, says the verdict is a good result.
Allah, بالنسبة للحكم الإسرائيلي, إنه مدان, يعني خطوة كويسة. The Israeli verdict to say he is guilty is a good step, not bad, and we hope that the sentencing will be fair.
And I would like to thank Greg Diet from SBS Newsroom, who packaged this feature, the current affair features, for us. What else is in the news? Republican Senator Ted Cruz submitted a bill of proposal to the new U.S. Congress on its very first day, calling for the United States to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's eternal and undivided capital and to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Texan senator's bill, which was also sponsored by Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Nevada Senator Dean Heller, includes an article that suggests Congress would delay the transfer of the budgets to the State Department until the move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is done. Cruz said Jerusalem is the eternal and undivided capital of Israel. And by the way, Cruz lost to Donald Trump in the Republican primaries. And that's what he says in a written statement. He added, unfortunately, the Obama administration's vendetta against the Jewish state has been so vicious that even, that's what he said, that it's shocking in some circles, he added. The Republican majority in the Congress and President-elect Trump repeat promises to move the embassy and that likely the bill will pass. And what's the reaction? We already got reaction from the Palestinians. The Palestinians said that to Trump that moving the embassy to Jerusalem will be a declaration of war. A close aide to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas calls Trump stated intention to move the U.S. embassy to the Israeli capital's a declaration of war on Muslims, as another official threatens to call Arab countries to remove their embassies from Washington. So it is a very important and interesting development. And we still don't know what will happen. Obama is only leaving on the 20th when Trump will be sworn as the new president.